there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're mighty glad you've joined us today. The choir is here under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. And now, here's the Bible Club choir. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. There'll be no sickness and no cemeteries, 'cause there's not going to be any death there. There's no sun nor moon nor darkness. But best of all, the Lord Jesus Christ himself will be there. And we who know him as our Savior will dwell in his presence and serve him without opposition or trouble or danger. Oh, I hope you're ready to meet Jesus, and you're ready to go to heaven through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible Clubbers, do you ever have trouble losing things? Does it ever seem to you that you spend half your time hunting something? Sometimes that's the way it seems to me. A lost sock, or a book, or a homework paper, or tennis shoes, or who knows what. It seems like at our house we have a hard time keeping track of things. You know, that's one wonderful thing that makes God so great. He knows everything, and he knows where everything is all the time. He even knows how many stars there are, and has named them and knows their names. Psalms 147:4 says, "He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name." He knows each one, and he knows where every one of them is. Say, I know folks that take a terrible long time thinking up one name for a new baby. And I know kids who can't even think up a name for their dog. But God's so big and wonderful that he not only counts the stars, he names them every one, and he knows exactly where everyone is. Better than that, he knows you, and your name, and all about you, and whether you're his child by faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the God we're responsible to answer to, so we ought to love and trust him, and praise him today for his goodness, and thank him for his love and his kindness to us, just as the choir sings about it now.
All of a sudden, the loud noise and laughter and music turned to silence, deathly silence. What had before, in only a few minutes early, been a big, beautiful party one with decorations in the big palace hall, one with wine and food and meat and drink just covering the tables, a place that had been nothing but joy and free for all, really, almost becoming a drunken brawl, all of a sudden was turned to deathly silence. What had happened? King Belshazzar reigned in all his glory, and at the peak of his reign, he reveled in the power that he had over his great kingdom, and how he wanted the people to recognize him. He threw a huge banquet for all the lords and ladies and rulers in his whole kingdom, and as he sat at the head table of the banquet, he drank. Oh, he drank, and he poured for all the others to drink, and he wanted everybody to forget anything but enjoying themselves and reveling in his great power as king. In fact, he went so far as to get so light with it all that he commanded that his servants go down to the place where they had stored all the gold and silver goblets that had been taken away from the temple in Jerusalem. Oh, yes, he knew that was supposed to be the true God of heaven, but little did he care about that, for as far as he was concerned, he was the true and living God. Who could be greater than he? And who would dare worship any other God that he didn't give the okay to? Sure, go on down there and get those gold and silver goblets. Ha ha! He'd show how big he thought that God was. He'd drink in his goblets, and he'd pour all that wine for his servants and for his guests to drink, and then let 'em see how big that God was. And of course they brought the goblets at his command, those precious things that had been made when the people of God had given their earthly possessions, their bracelets, their earrings, all the gold that they owned, and had dedicated all that to the service of the Lord, and from that precious metal had been formed so carefully the tools of the temple, the things that God had wanted them to use in worship and service and adoration of Him. These people were taken now to desecrate and use in reveling and praising their own power and their king and his false gods. But that didn't matter to Belshazzar. Pour it a little harder. Pass the drinks around again. Oh, let everybody forget their troubles this night, for I am the King Belshazzar. And as the music played and the dancers reveled around the room and people laughed and sang and told stories and jokes, all of a sudden the king looked up on the wall across from the banquet table. The goblet fairly fell from his hand to the table below and spilled all out on the tablecloth. His eyes got big. Then he leaned forward in his chair. Oh, he knew he'd been drinking, but he didn't know his eyes were this far gone. He didn't think he was really drunk, but he was already seeing things. And then he realized, no, it wasn't his eyes giving him away. He really saw something on the wall over there. It looked like words. It looked like a man's hand moving slowly across the wall and printing a message. What could it mean? Suddenly the orchestra stopped. The dancers stopped. The music quit playing. And where had been once laughter and reveling was now turned to silence. And the king, with all his court, was so frightened that their knees knocked, and their very bones seemed to turn to water, and they were nearly too weak to stand there because of they were so frightened. King said, Bring the magicians. Bring the wise men. See what the meaning of this is. But as they came, not one could interpret such a terrible thing as this. Oh, surely it must be a terrible warning. Surely it was a terrible foreboding. But what could it mean? And then the queen, having heard about all this terrible thing that had happened at the banquet, came in and said, O king, send for Daniel. He's the one who has been servant of his true God for all these years. And he's told some wonderful dreams and interpreted them. Maybe he can tell this too. So without hesitation, in was brought Daniel, faithful as he had been through thick and thin these many years. King said, Daniel, if you can tell me the meaning of this, I'll give you gold chain to wear around your neck and scarlet robes to wear, and I'll make you the third ruler in the kingdom if you'll just tell me what this means. And Daniel wasn't flustered by any of that. He said, O king, you keep your gifts. Give your rewards to somebody else. But I'll tell you what it meant. He said, that's the finger of God written on the wall. He says, and this is your last chance, King Belshazzar. You have flaunted God and his mercy for these many years. Even though you knew what had happened to Nebuchadnezzar and the kings before you, still you had no room in your heart or your kingdom for the true and living God of heaven. And now tonight you finished it off by taking the goblets and the things that were used in worship of God and used them for your drunken brawl. Now God's had enough. And the writing on the wall simply means that your kingdom is finished. You're weighed in the balances and found wanting. And God's going to give your kingdom to somebody else. Well, that was terrible, horrible news. But little did Belshazzar realize how soon that was going to be fulfilled. Oh, he gave Daniel the robes and he promoted him. But it was too late for Belshazzar to do anything, because before that night was over, before they could get away from the banquet hall, the foreign enemy came through, stormed the palace, and that was the end of Belshazzar's kingdom that night. God had warned him one last time, and judgment fell immediately. This is the way it is for boys and girls. God in his abundant mercy has given you his word. He's told you that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He's told you that the wages of sin is death. He's told you that at the end of a life lived without Jesus Christ stands an eternity in hell. And some folks just keep flaunting God and putting it off and saying, I'll see about it later. But someday is going to be God's last warning for you. Oh, don't let that happen. Trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior today. Open up your heart right now and ask Jesus to forgive your sin. Give your complete life to him. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.